Continue with Sitter Snippets. Sitter Snippets is still looking for a sponsor for this year. If you're interested in sponsoring thousands of people around the world growing in their davening in your merit, please email lee@brsonline.org. We're on the Amida Elokai Netzor, the addendum of the Amida, and we are finishing the words we last left off. The Avudraham, who told us that the merit of a mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi, if we condition ourselves that what we want to run after, what we care about, where our drive and ambition is the performance of mitzvos, then reciprocally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that haferet hasam v'kakeh machashav sam, that those who think poorly or negatively about us, He will annul, He will stop them in their tracks, He will make sure that their etza is ineffective and their machshava is undermined. What's the difference? We last left off that question. What's the difference between atasam machshavotam? So we quoted first one opinion that the difference between them is that etza is immediate. It's the action item they want to do. They want to destroy, eliminate. And the machshava is the drive. So the etza requires immediate action. But the machshava is something we can get to and we can reverse. The exact opposite is offered based on the Malbim. The Malbim and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem efir atzas goyim, heini machshavos amim. He says, Eitza is ha-tachlis ha-nirtza le-ha-osa. Eitza is the tachlis. Eitza is the goal. Machshava himayim tzoyim ha-mavilim el-ha-tachlis. The machshava is the means, the strategy, the methodology. But the Eitza is the goal. And what the goal is with our enemies, those who want to undermine or attack us, in both cases, whether it is the means or the ends, Hashem will address both and protect us in the merit of our focusing our attention on running after mitzvos. Hashem focuses His attention on protecting us, which brings us to the next words. We've been saying them our whole lives. I challenge you. I'm embarrassed, ashamed to admit, until I was preparing for Sitter Snippets, I can't pretend I fully understood. Asei leman shemecha, asei leman yiminecha, asei leman kiddush asecha, asei leman tarasecha, asei leman yechatzun yedidecha. That's sort of like the end. We're barely holding on. We're almost up to the three steps back. Let's just get it out. What does it really mean? What are we saying? Is Hashem looking for our advice? Does Hashem need our motivational talk? Here's why you should listen to us. Here's why you should respond favorably to us. Why should you do asei leman? You should do it for your name, Hashem. Do it for your right hand. Do it for your holiness. Do it for your Torah. We've got a whole pep talk for Hashem, whole motivational speech for God. Here's why you should listen favorably to everything I asked. This long list is litany at the end of it. Hashem's like, yeah, I'm God. I'm perfect. I'm infinite, omnipotent. You're not. Why don't you just ask me what you need and let me decide if I should do it or not? Why is he waiting? But more than that, the Tur quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tur, Amar Shmuel ka zariz lomar arba dvarim alalu. Asei leman shemecha, asei leman yiminecha, asei leman kedush hasecha, asei leman torah secha. Zocha u'mekabal pnei hashchina. If indeed you don't only say these four things, but you mean them, you're not already in your three steps back, but you're actually mindful and present, and you're focused, and you know what they mean, then you're zocha to be mekabal pnei hashchina. In the merit of tapping into these four statements, we can receive and welcome the divine countenance. Sefer HaManig adds, She'ein tfilaso chozeres rekam. If we pay attention, if we focus, if we understand what these four things mean, whatever it means, Hashem will more readily hear our tefillah. So what are these four things and why are we saying them? And most fundamentally, as the Tal Yoros brings down, L'chora einei muvanus klal. We have to give Hashem His cheshbon. I say, why should you do it? Laman shemecha, and laman this, and laman that. And what are we in court making an argument? Hashem doesn't need our help. Now we're not the first to do this. Where do we have a precedent for arguing and telling Hashem the reason you should hear us favorably, respond positively is, forget us. It's in His own interest. Who said that? Who advanced that argument? Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Barahu Tziyam. Moshe Rabbeinu more than once says, Hashem, this is bad for the brand. It's bad for your image. You know what they're going to say about you? I understand you want to destroy and eliminate Klal Yisrael. We're deserving. Yeah, it's not so good. It's not so good for the reputation. V'shamu Mitzrayim, V'amru Mibilti Yecholas Hashem, Moshe several times advances and is a precedent for exactly what we do at the end of the Amidah, which is try to convince Hashem, forget answering us in our interest. You should answer us favorably. Why? It's in your interest. Laman Shemecha. You should do it for you. Laman Yeminecha. Laman Kedusha Secha. Laman Torah. So what's going on here? Why does the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it? Why is Zocha Mekabel Panei Hashchina? Ein Tfilaso Chazeres Reikam? What are we getting at? What do these four things mean? What do they indicate or reflect that makes Hashem more present with us when we say them? Cliffhanger, sitter snippet. I'm sure you're all dying to know, but you're even more dying to daven Maariv.